This year, the Partnership for Community Development has focused on four sectors: arts and culture, recreation, transportation, and education as the basis for workforce and economic development. On Thursday, a panel discussion will focus on the education and business linkage. The Development Corporation President and CEO, Paul Grasso, is part of the partnership's Vision to Action project.
Education has proven to be the best predictor of income, and it's also a good predictor of the quality of your workforce. And for young people to have that foundational knowledge in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics will allow them to move in almost any direction they want to go as the economy continues to change.
What is the foundational knowledge that business people are looking for that the educational institutions can provide?
Well, it used to be the three R's, and now they've complemented that with the four C's, which is communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. Those are the skills that employers are really looking for, and it's the one that most studies show that many college graduates don't have.
Clinton Community College President John Jablonski says the Clinton County Partnership is working on a cradle-to-career education concept.
We want to make sure that when children enter kindergarten, they're ready to learn to read. And if they are ready to learn to read when they enter kindergarten, when they make the transition from third grade to fourth grade, they will be ready to read to learn. And if they're ready to read to learn when they enter fourth grade, all of the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics coursework that come later will prepare them for post-secondary education to be part of the well-developed 21st century workforce and a contributor to this 21st century economy.
The regional Thrive Cradle to Career initiative is based on SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimfer's Cradle to Job Strive program. Clinton County was the first rural county in the country to join that network.
This cradle through career approach emphasizes that educational attainment and the workforce development are the purview of the whole community. It's about this public-private collaboration that is right at the heart of the Partnership for Community Development.
One of the things that really needs to happen that Vision to Action can really help to provide is we need more educators to get out into the business community to see what's actually happening in the business community, what are the skills that business people value, and why do they value them. We also need business people to get into the schools to help young people with career exploration. So it's very important that everybody be at the same table talking about the same things. Vision to Action and the Partnership for Community Development provide that forum.
Clinton Community's John Jablonski says the overall goal is to give the area a competitive economic edge.
The key here is that there are already a great set of community resources. The point is to make sure that all of those existing community resources are operating in the most synergistic way possible.
We all talk about the brain drain and people leaving rural areas. Well, if you read a newspaper in any major city, they're leaving Boston, they're leaving San Diego. What you want to be is one of the places that people are attracted to. And by having a Thrive program where young people, children are scaffolded with the support that they need to be successful, I think could be one of the things that attracts people to come here.
A community forum and creation of action implementation teams regarding education's interaction with economic growth is planned at Clinton Community College on Thursday evening. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.